1500 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawmakers demanding to know why it took so long to notify Congress and the White House about Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. We could find out more today. President Biden on the road again. He will hold a campaign event at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. That church, the site of a 2015 mass shooting that left 9 black churchgoers dead. Biden insisting his possible November rival Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and glorifies rather than condemns political violence. A key component of that Alaska Airlines flight that lost its door mid-flight on Friday has been found in a Portland, Oregon backyard.
The door plug that flew off an Alaska Airlines flight in midair, now found after a 3-day search. The NTSB locating it in the backyard of a Portland school teacher. The discovery coming as authorities reveal no data can be pulled from the cockpit voice recorder because it was completely overwritten.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. The NTSB still investigating. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are introducing their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. But Assembly Speaker Amit Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront there will be limits.
It'll probably be the most restrictive version in the entire country, but one that we guarantee that only helps people who are truly sick and doesn't lead toward any kind of recreational marijuana.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. Nearly 111,000 people in Wisconsin older than 65 have Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association is pinpointing rates of the disease in each state and county for the first time. Researchers say they hope it will help public health officials provide better care. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and one of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Tonight could be an important night for the future of the De Pere School District. The school board is set to meet tonight to discuss 2 referendums that could go on the ballot this year. Voters could be asked in April for $4.75 million a year for 5 years to pay for salaries, extracurricular activities, utilities, technology, and security. A capital referendum in November would seek money for renovations, blacktop repairs, roofs on schools, and new heating and air conditioning. It finally looks a lot more like winter around northeast Wisconsin. Most of the area got anywhere from 0.5 inch to 2 inches of snow this weekend. Some places north of Highway 64 got 2 or 3 inches. A number of weather systems are expected to bring more snow soon. A weather maker tomorrow could be significant. Forecasters say Green Bay could get 1 foot of snow. A couple of other weather systems could impact the area late next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns at a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, it's easy to win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a big winter storm that's going to bring snow starting late today, continuing tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Overall amounts of about 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches possible by the time everything winds down late Tuesday night. Then late tomorrow night, the wind will kick in, creating blowing snow. Cloudy snow starting late today. We'll get to 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the